From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump said the United States is willing to go either way in response to North Korea's development of nuclear-tipped missiles. The president spoke after South Korea on Tuesday said the North is willing to start talks with the United States about giving up its nuclear weapons. South Korea's top security advisor told reporters Tuesday that North Korea signaled there was no need to keep its nuclear program if military threats against the country are eliminated. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State is asking for a pause in fighting in northwest Syria, where the Turkish government and its allied Syrian militias are fighting Kurdish forces in the town of Afrin. U.S. Intelligence Chief Dan Coats said Tuesday that the U.S. must do more to deter attacks from Russia in the upcoming midterm elections.
Hope springs eternal, but we need to learn a lot more relative to these talks, and we will, and the IC will continue to do every possible collection and assessment we can relative to the situation that exists in North Korea.
Coats spoke Tuesday to a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on worldwide threats. He said the Trump administration's national security team was discussing a wide range of threats facing the U.S. He also said it is highly likely that Russia will engage in a campaign of disruption, just as it did in the 2016 presidential election. He said we assess that Russia is likely to continue to pursue even more aggressive cyber attacks with the intent of degrading our democratic values and weakening our alliances. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is warning that mounting inter-ethnic tension in the Kasai region of the Democratic Republic of Congo threatens to plunge the region into renewed violence, with fears of more civilian displacement. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Last month, inter-ethnic fighting caused more than 11,000 people to flee their homes in the northern part of the Kasai. The number is insignificant when compared to the 900,000 Congolese who have become internally displaced since the Kasai crisis erupted in 2016. But the UN Refugee Agency takes the situation very seriously. It notes Congolese government forces have regained control of large areas of the Kasai, but it says sporadic fighting between the armed forces and militia groups continues as ethnic tension grows and more people flee. UNHCR spokeswoman Ekaterina Kitidi says some of the refugees have returned spontaneously to the Kasai, only to find it impossible to regain their former homes. She says many found their homes have been burned down and their property looted. She says many are living in churches and mosques, while others are forced to move to different provinces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Interior Department has opened the door for trophy hunters to again bring back elephant parts from Zimbabwe, even while President Trump calls elephant hunting a horror show. With no fanfare, the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke issued a letter saying officials will review requests to import elephant parts on a case-by-case basis. The Obama administration banned elephant trophy hunting imports. President Trump's top economic advisor is resigning, the White House said on Tuesday. The resignation of Gary Cohn comes after Trump's decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, a decision that Cohn vehemently opposed. And prosecutors have asked a federal judge to sentence the former pharmaceutical executive Martin Shkreli to a stiff 15 years in prison for investment fraud. He's set to be sentenced on Friday. He was found guilty in August of defrauding investors by lying about the performance of two hedge funds he ran. Shkreli's lawyers argued that investors actually made money when he paid them off in drug company stocks. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.